This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Lynn Neary. Secretary of State Colin Powell says at least 10 Americans were killed in a series of suicide bombings in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. The attacks occurred at three gated compounds housing Westerners. Powell says a large number of other nationals also were killed. The attacks were carried out just hours before Powell's arrival in Riyadh as part of his Middle East tour. Khalid Al-Maina is editor-in-chief of Arab News in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Mr. Al-Maina, what more do we know about these attacks at this point?
Not much than we already know. It happened at 5 past 11 last night, local Saudi time, and it took everyone by surprise. In fact, the whole country is shocked and rocked by this sad incident.
Can you explain a little bit more about what this compound is like and where it is in the city?
Well, this is on the way to the Riyadh airport in the eastern part of the city. These compounds are like Beverly Hills type of standard, beautiful, well laid out, plants and all. And it's like a city within a city. It is inhabited by people from abroad. There are quite a few Saudis also who live there. There is security as far as you go in. Now, what we have heard from initial reports is that these people sort of barged their way or sort of blasted their way inside. I would presume that these people knew that they may not come out if the bombs go up. So this is a dangerous dimension to this type of action.
There's some suspicion that Al-Qaeda may have been involved in this. Has there been any claim of responsibility at all?
No, Al-Qaeda has not claimed any responsibility. There is talk of some other organizations, offshoots of Al-Qaeda maybe, but it's too soon to speculate on who has done it.
Now, the Saudi government had warned that the U.S. invasion of Iraq would inflame the extremist Islamic sentiment in the area. Would you say that this is what we're seeing here?
Yes and no. I think that, yes, there is resentment against what happened in the light and against the background of the Middle East roadmap. Now, if the United States is able to push and force the Sharon government to accept peace, I think it will diffuse a lot of tension because the United States will be looked at as an honest broker rather than somebody who speaks in what you say in Indian language, a forked tongue. And I think, yes, that has caused some resentment. But then I hope Colin Powell's visit will be successful, although I'm very pessimistic about the whole outcome.
Now, the Saudi government recently launched some unsuccessful raids against terrorist cells. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I mean, the government is keeping a careful watch on the activities of those suspected of having links with terror organizations and of many of these people who may have come back from Afghanistan or other wars that they choose to take part in. Some of the attempts to curb these militants are successful, but you never know because these are very shadowy and hidden organizations. It's very difficult to penetrate them because these are structured around cells that are quite independent of each other. And we do hope that the Saudi government and the authorities, not only in Saudi Arabia but in the Gulf, in a very short notice, be able to sort of pounce and seize upon these people before they cause more mayhem and destruction.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Khalid Al-Maina is editor-in-chief of Arab News in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia.